Okay, so today is Daf Lama Gimel. We're smack in the middle of the sugya of Ein Isser Kal Isser. In order really to go forward, we have to sort of go back to just remember what we're dealing with. We had a machlokas in a brisa on Daf Lama Beis on Lamed Beis Malaf right after Mishnah about Ba'aleha Chayav Aleha Mishum Ishes Ach Mishum Mechos Isha. So you had a person who had bia with his wife's brother, who was also with his Ashes Achiv, which is his wife's brother, but also she was the sister of his wife. So we have a machlokas as to how many Isurim, or how many, well, that's also a world statement, what he violated. It's machlokas of what he violated. So Tanakama, which we said was Rav Yossi, said that it was both. He chayed for Ashes Ach and Achos Isha. And Rav Shimon said he's only chayed for Ashes Ach. Rav Shimon clearly holds Ein Isser Chal Isser. Rav Yossi apparently held that Isser is Chal Isser. Gemara said, how can he hold Isser Chal Isser? Doesn't he hold Ein Isser Chal Isser? So the Gemara gave one exception. The Gemara gave the exception when it came to Isser Mosif. Isser Mosif means if the Isser is now as new people are now Usser to that person, so that the person who's originally Usser becomes Usser with that new statement as well. Then the Gemara went back and forth and said, oh, what about try to figure out who died first, which Isser fell first. And one way to Isser fell first, it wasn't Isser Mosif, it was Isser Kolel. Isser Kolel means that there were more Isurim on that individual, on that action, there were more Isurim. So he seemed to indicate for the Gemara yesterday that Rabbi Yossi, even though he holds that Ein Isser Chal Isser, he'll agree that Isser is Chal Isser when it comes to Isser Mosif, but when it comes to Isser Kolel, he will not hold it, he will still say that Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. So now the Gemara is sort of going to retract from that and think that maybe Rabbi Yossi does hold that Isser Kolel. But then yesterday we also brought three machlokos between Bar Kapara and Rav Chia, right? There were three. What the cases were, a Zar did a vote on Shabbos, a Balmum did a vote when he was Tameh, and a Zar ate a bird that had Malika done to it. So there was machlokas. One Mandarma said Chayav both, one Mandarma said you only Chayav one. So Mar is now going to say, but my Kamithli, what are they arguing about? Tosafot Shulchan also points out right away, what do you mean my Kamithli? They explained their arguments yesterday. They went back and forth. First of all, each one got up and swore that they heard from Rebbe, right? So Bar Kapara got up and said, "I swore from Rebbe that he's chayev twice," and that's Rav Chia. Bar Kapara swore that Rebbe said you only chayev once. They went back and forth and they said why they were chayev. They said what was the lashon? They said Hiskil Ladun, they were trying to judge. Tosafot says that no, that can't be their reasons, because their reasons would just count it. One said A, one said B. There was no real depth to the meaning. So now we're trying to figure out what their machlokas is. So we're going to give three potential explanations to what their machlokas is. So we'll start from the top, B'maika Miflagi. So B'maika Miflagi, Rav Chia and Bar Kapara, on those three machlokos that we saw before. So the Gemara says, B'Isser Kolel Alib de Rav Yossi. They're arguing as to whether or not Rav Yossi will agree, Rav Yossi will be moded, that you can say Isser Chal Isser by an Isser Kolel, even though we said yesterday he doesn't. Well, they're saying that now that's a machlokas. So Rav Chia is going to hold that Rav Yossi, the Isser Kolel Mechayev Tarti. Rav Chia is going to say that if you have a case of Isser Kolel, and we'll have to see what the Isser Kolel in these three machlokos are, but if you have a case of Isser Kolel, you would be Chayev too. And Bar Kapara Savar Lo Mechayev El Echado. Bar Kapara said no, that when it comes to Isser Kolel, Rav Yossi would still stick by his guns and say that ain't Isser Chal Isser. So we have to go back. If it's Isser Kolel, so what's the case that Rav Yossi says Isser Kolel? So the case would have been, in the Brisa, we have a woman is your brother's wife, is Ashes Achiv, and she's also your wife's sister. Now, even if that's what the case was, well, the case we had before with Isser Kolel was even if the mace dies, right? Where was that? Even if it was Nasa mace. So the case of Isser Kolel would be, according to Rav Yossi, as follows. Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Rachel and Leah are sisters. Reuven marries Rachel. Okay? So now, Shimon can't marry Rachel because she's Eshes Ach. Okay? She's Eshes Ach. Then, Shimon marries Leah. So now, Rachel should be usher to her. Rachel should be usher to Shimon, not only because of Eshes Ach, but because of Achos Isha. So according to Rav Shimon, ein ishachal iser. That's it. There's only one iser. But now, but that's the case. So now Reuven dies without children. Rachel falls to Shimon. So Shimon is trying to do Yibum with Rachel. I'm doing the wrong case now. It's very confusing. Nasa meis v'achar kach nasa chai. Now that's the case.
Who died first is a question.
Or who died? Okay, here's the case, right? The case was, I said the case wrong. You have to add the third brother. But scratch that, start the case again. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are brothers. Okay? Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are brothers. Rachel, Leah, and Sarah are sisters. 3 and 3. Okay? Reuven marries Rachel. Okay, Reuven marries Rachel. So now Shimon can't marry Rachel because she's Eishes Ach. Levi also can't marry her because she's Eishes Ach. Okay? Then Shimon marries Leah, right? And now Sarah is added because of Rachel's Isha. Sarah's the outside. Originally, when Reuven married Rachel, Shimon could have married Sarah. But now that Shimon marries Leah, she can't marry Sarah because Sarah is Achos Isha. Okay? So now they're going to say that since the Isser of Achos Isha falls on Shimon for Sarah, so the Achos Isha is also going to fall on him from Rachel. The Achos Isha. Originally she was Usher because of Eishes Ach. Now we're going to add on Achos Isha, because Isser Kolel, because she is now, there are more people involved in that Isser, so she will be Usher as well. So the Gemara is going to say, since the Isser Achos Isha falls on Sarah, the Gavi Shimon, so it's going to fall on him by Rachel as well. So the Rav Shimon would say, that's the Isser Kolel case in the Braisa, and we're going to say that our cases are also Isser Kolel, and that's Machlok, because whether you hold Isser Kolel, you have one or two. So umay isakol ikaacha. So what are the isakolos in the three machlokos that we brought down yesterday? So now the Gemara say that isakol is going to work in two out of the three instances, and since it doesn't work in all three instances, we're going to reject this. We're going to reject this explanation of the machlokos. So my isakol ikaacha. So bishlama, the first case is zar, right? There's the zar who does a voda in the base of Midrash Shabbos. So we understand where the Issachol is. Why? Because Meikara, before Shabbos, on a regular weekday, Shari b'malacha. This czar is allowed to do any malacha on Shabbos. There's no Isser malacha during the week. The Asr b'avoda, but he's still Asr b'avoda. So then what happens? Right, he can't do the voda in the Mikdash because he's a czar. Now, Asr l'Shabbos, now Shabbos comes, so what does Shabbos do? Shabbos now says he's Asr to do malacha. So that Asr du Malacha includes Asr du Avoda. So it's Kolel in the Isser, Asr la Shabbos, and Migo to come Mitzvah about Malacha, Mitzvah Nami Vavoda. Then there is Asr Vavoda. Because the same action is now in taking on new Isurim. The same action of the Isser. Isser Moshev is when more people are added, so you're added along with here. Isser Kolel is when the action takes on more. There's an important Rashi. Rashi on Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis. I'm sure Menachem read it yesterday. We'll read it again. And then towards the bottom third of the short lines, it says Isser Mosif. Do you remember Isser Mosif? If you have the new version, there's a Beis next to it. It says Kishai Isser Mosif ala Chaticha leOsra al Mi. Gersha says al Misha Haisa Muteris Alav. It adds more people into the Isser. That's Isser Mosif. And Isser Kolel Shai Isser Chal al Chatichos Acheros. The Isser is now Chal on other items, other actions. That is Isser Kolel. Isser Chal Chatichos Acheros, but also Goreres Loze Imai Maile Migo. And the one that's already Usser is dragged after by Isser Mosef, and Isser Kolel is dragged after. So here in our case, what we have was, you had the Malacha was Mutter during the week. Come Shabbos, the Isser Malacha is, the Isser Malacha is now Usser, and it drags along with it the Isser Zara. So you chayav twice. That would be the Isser Kolel. Right? Usser la Shabbos, Miukam Mitzar, but Malacha, Mitznam Yavoda. That's case number one. Case number two was the Balmum who did a voda in the Beis Hamikdash. So the Gemara says Balmum. Also, we can fit a case of Isser Kolel because Meikara. Again, the Balmum is a Kohen. It's a Kohen who's a Balmum who then eats who does the avoda when he's tamei. So is he chayav for doing the avoda as a Balmum, and he's chayav for doing the avoda when he's tamei. So Meikara Shari Ba'achila. Maybe you say he's eating. originally, before the Kohen became Tamei, he was allowed to eat Kachim. Because a Kohen who's a Balmum, he's allowed to eat Kachim, right? It says, Mina Kachim Yochal in Vayikra. So he can eat it. But the Aser Ravoda. So he's Aser Ravoda. So if he's saying Isser Chal Isser, so now that it becomes Tamei, it doesn't matter because he already was Aser Ravoda. But now we're saying it's Isser Kola because Itmalei, he becomes Tamei. So Migo, the Kamitzer Ba'achila, now that he becomes Tamei, he's Aser, step one is Aser to eat. And the Aser to eat, Mitzer Nami Ravoda. So it's going to drag along the Isser Ravoda as well. You'll be chayav for both. Because they're more, it's one person and the Isser is extended. One action of eating is extended to two Isurim. Number one, the Isser to eat. And number two, the Isser to the Avoda. So if he does the Avoda. Correct. It's always two different Yisurim. Totally. It has to be two different Yisurim. Shemos Acheres. Exactly.
Why is it?
It's Kolel.
It would seem like one thing is connected.
No, that's Mosif. Mosif means you take the same Isser, and it's what Raj said. You take the same Isser and you add it to more people. Isser Kolel, you take the same action and you add more Yisurim to it. That's Isser Kolel. Right? So he was, now that he becomes Aser Brachila because he's Tamei, so Mitzer Nami and the Isser Kolel to do the Avoda. And therefore, so what was the case that we had? What was the case of the Baal Mum? The case of the Baal Mum was Shemesh B'Shav.
First of all, he can be Osh Ba'al Mum. He can eat, but he's Osh Ba'al Mum. And then he comes, then
Baal Mum Shemesh B'Tumah. So once he becomes Tamei, right, Shemesh B'Tumah.
Yeah, now he can't eat. Now he can't eat either.
Right. That's right. So he can't eat. So he becomes Tamei. So he can't do both. Right. That goes together. So Ela Malika, the third case was Malika. The third case where it was a czar ate a bird that had Malika done to it. So we said the problem was that the czar is eating Kachim and the czar is eating the Vela. The problem is you can't have Isser Kolel in that case because Isser Kolel means. Here, Malika, it's only Bivas Achas, he's the Meshkachasla, but Isser Kolel, or Meshkachasla. The Isurim of Malika, those two Isurim only can take place at the same time. Isser Kolel means you have one then the other. Here, the Isurim fall at the exact same time. Right? It can work, right? Gemara says, Ela Malika, Bivas Achas, Meshkachasla, but Isser Kolel, or Meshkachasla. The two Isurim of the Isser Zaros and the Isser Nevela fall at the same time. At the moment that he does Malika, it becomes a Nevela, and that's when the Zaros is not allowed to eat it. Because the czar is not allowed to eat a vela. But by Isser Kolel, which means that one Isser will happen, and it'll drag along the other Isser with it, that lo mishkachasla, that doesn't happen. Since the two Isurim can only fall at the exact same time, it only falls on the bird that is, right? It's only right. Isser Kolel means an extra action drags along another Isser. Here there's one action that's doing both. So it can't be Isser Kolel. It's only Vasacha. So how can you tell me that the Machlokas in Bavchi and Bar Kapara is with Isser Kolel, according to Rav Yossi? Isser Kolel is not Mishkachas. It doesn't exist in the case of the Malika. Okay? So the Gemara is in the change. So now the Gemara rejects that. So basically, Gemara rejects that. So the question is, does it reject it and therefore say that we go back to what we said yesterday, that Rav Yossi doesn't hold of Isser Kolel by Isser Chal Isser, meaning even if you have Isser Kolel, it's Ainus Achal Isser, or does Rav Yossi, still does hold of Isser Kolel, but it's just not the Machlokas here. You have to keep going back and forth to Rav Yossi. So, Ela Kamiflagi, the Isser Ravas Achas, right? The Machlokas is whether or not you can say Isser Achal Isser Ravas Achas, a third potential exception to the rule of Ainus Achal Isser. Exception number one, Rav Shimon does not hold of Ainus Achal Isser. Right? Maybe he holds it over here. But exception number one was Isser Mosif. We said Rabbi Yossi definitely holds Isser Mosif. We say Isser Chal Isser. Exception number two was Isser Kolel. Seemed to be Machlokas now in the Sugyas as to whether Rabbi Yossi holds of Isser Chal Isser. Now the third case is Bevas Achas. If both Isserim occur simultaneously. Right, Tosas points out that even by Malika, how do you say it occurs simultaneously? Interesting, Tosas says, Im Tomer, Hechi Ela Malika, right? Im Tomer, Hechi Hav Bevas Achas. Hamiyad ki nimlika, at the moment you do malika, havili nevela, then it becomes a nevela. The isser zaris lo chayel ad achar zrika. But the isser of a zar eating it only happens after you do the sprinkling of the blood. Well, there's no shkita here, it's a malika. This is malika. Malika is going to be done by kol. We'll get to a shkita in a moment. We don't have a malika here, when you do the malika of the bird, the thumb. That cannot be done by a zar. Because the Isser, Tosos is assuming that the Isser Nevela takes place the moment the bird is killed. because it's the malika is done through the back of the neck.
Right.
Shechita is done through the front. It's only a heter for the kohanim to eat a malika
right.
bird.
Right.
So the isser, for everybody else, it becomes a nevela. But it doesn't get the din of kachim, meaning beforehand have me'ila, right? It only leaves the status of me'ila to become something that you can eat right. after the blood is sprinkled.
Right.
So that's when the isser zaris right. takes place.
It's not exactly simultaneously.
It's not exactly simultaneously.
Yeah.
So Tosos then says, Tosos gives an answer, well, maybe Echanami that, but they both leave at the same time. It has to work out. The Tosos is struggling to figure out how it's exactly Bas Achas.
It's not possible for it to be the same time.
No, the assumption we had is that the moment, the moment he does Malika, it becomes a nevela and the Zara can't eat it.
Right.
So how Tosos that maybe the Zara can't eat it until only after because I mean, the Zara can't eat it before it anyway, but the Isser Zaras would only fall after Zrika. So Tosos explains that no, maybe that's not the case. Maybe it happens the Isser happens even before the Zrika.
So the
principle of Eirus Echala is certainly
you have the exception of Mosif, Kolul, and now Vasachas.
Right. Shabbos is a problem because you have the Machlokas, also you have the Machlokas as to whether or not, Havar Lav Yatza, Havar Lemalach Yatza. But I can't think of this on the top of my head. But there are plenty, cases.
Like if you work on Shemitah on Shabbos.
Right.
Right? Okay. Planting a field on
Shabbos. Shabbos. It's Ainu Sechal Isser.
Yeah.
You're doing it twice.
It is a Vasa.
It is
a
Vasa.
Right. It's an exception, he's saying.
It could be an exception.
Planting a field on
right. So if you say it's an exception, then why?
No, but Vas Achas doesn't mean you do them. Vas Achas means the Isser is Chal B'Vas Achas.
Right.
So here the Isser doesn't within four B'Vas Achas.
Are you planting? Are you violating?
No, that's your action is at the same time. It's always going to be the case. But when is the Isser Chal? The Isser Shemitah was Chal on Rosh Hashanah, and the Shabbos was Chal on Shabbos. That's not B'Vas Achas. The Isser has to come about B'Vas Achas, not your action. Your action is always B'Vas Achas. You're always doing one action.
Right.
It's not your action. It's when did the Isser fall in you?
Shabbos started 12 hours ago, and you're doing it in the morning.
The Melacha started at 12. So what does that mean?
Yes,
it did.
You're doing it.
But that's not the determining factor is when you're doing it. The determining factor is when the Isser takes place.
Shabbos started 12 hours ago, and you're doing it in the afternoon.
Okay, fine.
So we say the same idea. So it's not about Shabbos.
Shabbos started when Shabbos started. That's when the Isser was chal on you. And Shemitah, the Isser was chal on you a couple weeks ago.
If you eat a shrimp, then you have 4 or 5 Isurim, right?
Right,
because they all came together. The Torah, they determined, many Isurim on that.
They also talk about those sugars of Ainus Chal Isser with those cases. But Vas Achas doesn't mean you only do one action in these cases.
Right.
So you're violating it with Vas Achas.
Right.
It's just that the Isser wasn't. The Isser didn't incumbent upon you.
Yeah.
It's the wrong way to say it.
At the Vas Achas.
So you'll find them. You have to find them. So Ela Kamitla Gibbe Isser Bevas Achas. Velibe Rav Yossi, according to Rav Yossi. Okay, we're going to say this. Does Rav Yossi hold that Bevas Achas is another exception? Rav Chiya Sova, Rav Yossi, Isser Bevas Achas, Mechayev Tarti. And Barakapara, Lo Mechayev Elechada. If the Isser falls at the exact same moment, the Isser takes place at the exact same moment, then are you Chayev twice? So going back to our case before of the Achos Isha and the how does that Bevas Achas? So Rashi on the bottom says that the Bevas Achas is going to be a case. Where's the Rashi? It's the last skinny line Rashi, right? The Hodakam El Chayiv Shtayin Shekon Shabu Alav Isser the Eishes Achos Isha Keachad. The Isser Eishes Ach and Isser Achos Isha fell upon him at the exact same time. How does that work? Rashi says. We're not talking about the action. We're talking about when is the Isser Chal?
Yeah, when the guy dies.
No.
That's an action. That's all of a sudden when everything comes in at one shot.
No, that's not coming. That's not the case here. There it's at the marriage. That's when the Isser Chal. So you have to have a case. You have to find the case where the marriages took place at the exact same time. Because the Isser Achos Isha, the Isser of Eishes Ach, have to fall at the exact same time. So Rashi says it takes a place where the two brothers appoint one shliach to give the kedushin, and the two women appoint the same shliach to accept the kedushin on their behalf. So therefore it happens at the exact same time.
They synchronize their watches.
Exactly. No, we're not saying they synchronize their watches. We're not saying that's Simpson. We're not saying Simpson. We're saying, I appoint you, and Marcel appoint, we're brothers, we appoint you to be Makadish our these two sisters, and those two sisters over there appoint you to accept it. So we give you, we're, We both write a star. The stars are written together. That Reuven and that Michael marries A and Marcel marries B. We give it to you. The moment we give it to you, you're accepting it on both A and B. That's Mavas Achas. That's the only way it can work. You have to have Mavas Achas. So then the Isra Ishas Ach and the Isra Chos Ishul Chal, right? They're Chal at the exact same moment. Because they're married at the exact same moment.
Isn't that an action?
But you don't violate that action until you do the Biyah.
Right.
That's when you violate it. It's whether or not the Isra is actually Chal. When is the Isra Chal? The Isra, if the Isra is Chal, Marcel and I, the Isra is me onto Marcel's wife. If my brother, Marcel's wife, is the moment that the Isra is Chal when Marcel marries her, and the Isra is violated when I have Biyah with her. The difference when the chalos iser and the violation are two different things. So we're saying bavas achas is in the chalos, not in the violation. You're always going to violate the iserim at the same time. Okay. Right. So leave the rabbios with just over bavas achas v'chayev tarti v'karav lo v'chayev elachada. So the Gemara says, okay. So we found out the case of Malika. Now we have to put bavas achas into our three machlokos. So Malika, we just said Bavas Achas. It's the definition is Bavas Achas. The moment that you do the Malika, the Isser of Zaris and the Isser of Nevela are Chal on a non-Kohen. What are the other cases of Bavas Achas? So V'hacha, my Isser Bas Achas Ika Hacha. So the Zar Shashimish B'Shabbos. So again, so you have a Zar who's Mashamish B'Shabbos. Well, wait, this doesn't make any sense. He's a Zar the moment he's born. Right? And the Shabbos, the Isra Shabbos, is only on Shabbos. So the Chalos is not falling at the same time. Does not find you a case where his Chalos falls at the same time. Wonderful Ekipta that Yossi is going to love. Zar Shashimesh B'Shabbos. He goes into Icy Stasha Aros B'Shabbos. He becomes a Gadol right when Shabbos begins. Right? So it's going to Icy, the Zar Stasha Aros B'Shabbos, to have the Zaros B'Shabbos B'Hadi Hadadi. Because until Shabbos, he was a Katan. And he didn't have, it was a katan, and he didn't have the Isra Zaros. And now that he became Gadol on Shabbos, the Isra Shabbos and the Isra Zaros fall Bavas Achas.
So 13 already. 13 already.
Whatever he wasn't a Gadol until the moment Shabbos began.
Right. And something sprouted.
That, whatever it was, it happened at the same, I told you you'd love it. That's the case. Yeah. That's the case. It's Isra Zaros and Isra Shabbos Bavas Achas. The Baal Mum Nami. And the Baal Mum also. We're going to give two possible cases of the Baal Mum. The Baal Mum Nami, that could go the he's a Baal Mum already beforehand, right? So he's a Baal Mum. He's a Kohen Baal Mum, and he becomes a Gadol and becomes Tame right when Shabbos, right when at the same time, I guess, right? What's Rashi's case? Baal Mum Nami could go into Icy Shteis Aros Vitamile. Klomar, the Itme Kodem Shehevi Beis Aros. Ubitoch tumaso umumo hevi shteis aros ubishas haba cholu shneim sorry shneim hayu tluim alav. Basically, he gets the tumah and he's a baal mum, and therefore he has no problem because he's a katan, and he gets the becomes a gadol and gets the tumah at the same time.
Well, that's it. Klomar, he didn't make kodem shehevi beis aros.
And become Tumas Meis is already but during that week now he brings two Searas, becomes a right. Gadol.
He was Tamei already.
He's a Baal Mum already.
And Tamei.
The Itmei Kodem
Shehevi Beisaros.
Right.
The Icy Stasaros, or Rashi says Kodem, the Itmei Kodem Shehevi Beisaros, Ubetoch Tumaso Mumo Hevi Shehevi. So he's Tamei and a Baal Mum, and then becomes a Gadol. So it happens at the same time. Isser is Chal at the same time. That's one case. And the other case is Inami Shechatach Etzba'o B'sakin Tameya. Here he points out, somebody else takes a knife that is Tamei Meis, so it has to be able to transfer Tumah to a person, takes a knife that is Tamei, chops off his thumb. So he becomes Tamei and Baal Mum at the same time. Tosha says it's not true, because it only becomes Tamei the second the knife touches him, and becomes Baal Mum only when the finger falls off. So Tosha says, oh, maybe we deal with a case where the thumb was hanging by a thread and then he chopped it off.
And his biggest worry is that. Right. Not getting to the local ER.
So right? You have the people that were worried about their kids getting killed.
Right.
So, I mean, that's what...
Marcel, I love you when you come on.
So Tosha says, oh, it must be, maybe it's a case where the finger is hanging by a thread and then you chopped it off. Because otherwise, the moment you touch it... So Ritva says, no, because it's the same idea of Tokhe Dibur by the Ritva. The Ritva says... You review time in halacha in units. So if it's tokei dibur, that's one unit. That's considered enough to be bevas achas in that unit. All right. So now we had bevas achas in both. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. say the machlokas of Bas is the machlokas is whether or not Rav Yossi holds Bas Achas is an exception to Ein Issachal Isser. It's funny, there are very few charts, and I find today's daf to be more difficult than anything else that we did. All right, so Bishma le Rabbi Chiya, dechi asne lidide aliba de Rav Yossi, and asne bakapara aliba de Rav Shimon. Ela bakapara Rabbi Chiya shakuri kamishaker. So basically, what's going on? Rav Chiya is, we're going to say it's a fine for Rav Chiya. Rav Chiya said that, remember, Rav Chiya and Bar Kappara are both swearing that Rebbe taught them. Right. Rav Chiya swore that Rebbe taught him two, and Bar Kappara swore that Rebbe taught him one. So Rav Chiya learned two, Bar Kappara learned one. So, but they're swearing, so one's lying. So Rav Chiya says, no, I can explain Bar Kappara. He's not lying. I can explain Bar Kappara. Because, Bishma Rav Chiya, he asked Neli Didei, when Rebbe taught me the din, he taught me the right din, that Yechayev Shnayim. We're talking about Rav Yossi, Yechayev Shnayim. But Aliba de Rav Yossi, according to Rav Yossi, who says that Issachal Isser by Bavas Achas. The key asked the Bar Kappara, and Bar Kappara is not lying, he just misunderstood. When Rebbe taught the Bar Kappara, his only Chayav one, that was Aliba de Rav Shimon. And Bar Kappara thought he was just talking about Rav Yossi. But no, it's fine. He taught me two, he taught him one, because me was talking about Rav Yossi, and him he was talking about Rav Shimon, who does not hold of Issachal Isser. He holds in Issachal Isser across the board. So Ela Bar Kappara, but according to Bar Kappara, it's going to be a problem. Because Bar Kappara, the way we're explaining the Machlokas is that Bar Kappara is saying that I heard from Rebbe B'Shem Rav Yossi. I heard in Rebbe B'Shem Rav Yossi that Rav Yossi is only Chayav one. So Rebbe says, I learned that Rav Yossi, he can't say that Rebbe taught me Rav Yossi and he taught you Rav Shimon. Because if he taught you Rav Shimon, he would be Chayav nothing. Right, but Kappara, Rav Chiya says I'm Chayav 2, and Rav Kappara says I'm Chayav 1. So Kappara says, yeah, he's only Chayav 1, he told me according to Rav Yossi, and you, Rav Chiya, said he's Chayav 2, who are you holding like? You're not holding like Rav Yossi, and you're not holding like Rav Shimon, because if Rav Yossi holds 1, Rav Shimon holds 0. Rav Shimon is nothing for you to hold on to. So the only thing, Bar Kappara, who says that Rebbe swore that Rebbe taught him 1, how is he going to explain Rav Chiya other than Rav Chiya's lying? We don't want Rav Chiya to be lying. I don't know why, I don't mean lying, maybe we made a mistake. But that seems to be the mission. That seems to be right. It says Ela Bar Kappara, Rav Chiya Shakuri Kamishaker. Right, Rashi says Ela Bar Kappara. It's towards the middle of the wider lines. Ela Bar Kappara, the Amar Rebbe Aliba de Rav Yossi Asne Kula. That Rebbe is going coin to Rav Yossi and he's teaching you a Kula that's only one. Im Kain Aliba de Man Asne Rav Chiya Lechumra. So then who is Rav Chiya who said two going like? You can only say chumra to Rav Yossi, because if whatever Rav Yossi says, Rav Shimon's less. So if Rav Chiya, if Bar Kappara is saying that Rav Yossi is the kula, so who's Rav Chiya going like to say that he violated two isurim? Can't be Rav Yossi. If it's not Rav Yossi, it certainly can't be Rav Shimon, right? V'chila Bar Kappara shakurim v'shaker Rav Chiya t'lo asni bei what's that vav? No asni bei di Rav Yossi mechayev shnayim. Yeah, the idea being, one says two, one says one. So the guy who says, I said two, can say, I said two because he taught me according to the man who says two. And the guy says it's one, he taught you according to the man the guy says one. The guy says that Rebbe says you only chayav one, so he's only chayav one according to Rav Yossi. Who's the guy who's saying he's chayav two holding like? He's not holding like Rav Yossi because you just said Rav Yossi says he's chayav one. He can't be holding like Rav Shimon because if Rav Yossi says one, Rav Shimon says zero. So what's going on here? That's a kasha. So we're knocking out the case of Avas Achas. Out. So Ella Kamiflagi, what? It's very, very difficult. Ella Kamiflagi the Isser Bas Achas. What? We can go back. I understand what the machlokas would be. I understand what the machlokas would be. The potential rejection that I find difficult. He heard one way, he heard the other way. So I don't see why you're rejecting it.
You're calling him a liar?
Right. You're not a liar. A liar is to me, a liar is a conscious decision to deceive.
Right.
There's no conscious.
It's what he heard.
It's what he heard. It's what he thought he heard. It's not a liar.
No, it's a strong lie.
Right. Say he's a liar. Guy made a mistake. Not lying. A lie is when I know the truth and I decide to tell you otherwise. Here, maybe he didn't know the truth. He made a mistake. Oh, he swore. Big deal, he swore.
No, what happened to using a nice Russian? Right. Lying.
No,
I don't think
lying
is lying.
Right. So you get up there and you get up there and I said, the rabbi said A, B, and C. You're lying. Well, I'm not lying. I thought that's what he said. I was lying. I made a mistake. Right. Okay. So Ella commit. So I understand what the machlokas could be. I understand why it's rejected that way. And we're going to have this again. Ella kamiflagi be isser bas achas aliba de Rav Shimon. Now the machlokas is whether forget Rav Yossi, we're leaving Rav Yossi. Now we're seeing the Machlokas in the Shita of Shimon, and whether or not Bas Achas is an exception according to Rav Shimon. You like that Bas Achas according to Rav Yossi. Now Machlokas is Bas Achas according to Rav Shimon. Meaning, according to this, it seems like that when it comes to Ein Yisrochal Isser, Rav Yossi will say exception is Isser Kolel, exception is Isser Mosif, exception Bas Achas. Rav Shimon says there's no exception for Isser Kolel, there's no exception by Isser Mosif, but does he hold as an exception by Bas Achas? That seems to be the machlokas now, right? Elo chamitliki beisvach achas bas achas lead Rav Shimon. According to Rav Chia, Rav Shimon's going to say that when it comes to isr bas achas, moder Rav Shimon that there are two isurim are chal at the same time, and you will be chayiv shtayim, right? Because neither one was chal before the other one. So which one are you going to choose? So Rav Shimon would say just choose the one with the more common punishment. But that he's going to say that if they fall at the same time, which one are you going to choose? But Bar Kabbara says that even by Bas Achas, Rav Shimon is going to argue and say that Ein Isser Chal Isser, and you'll choose one over the other. That's,
who's swearing here, Rav?
They're both swearing that they. And Bar Kabbara.
I swear now, Rebbe said
that. Rebbe said
that. Rav Shimon said that.
That Rebbe said that that they heard from Rav Shimon that this would be the case, the Chayav 2 or Chayav 1. So Bishlama, now, it is also, now they're going to reject this as well. So Bishlama le Rabbi Chia kamishtaba lafuke de Rabbi Shimon becheske. Rabbi Chia, who's now saying that the iser that there are two that there's two yichayev twice. So I understand why he swore, because he's basically taking Rabbi Shimon and spinning Rabbi Shimon on his head. Rabbi Shimon says ein yisrochal iser. I swear to you, but by Bas Achas he holds two. So I understand why he swore, because he's taking Rabbi Shimon and he's flipping it around. He's pulling an exception, but. But according to Bar Kapara, he's just saying, no, Rav Shimon's going according to a shita, Ein Yisrochal Isser. So why does he have to take this crazy statement of swearing? I say he's taking the crazy statement of swearing, because you swore I'll swear. I don't know why. So that's Akasha. I don't know why it's Akasha, but that's Akasha. Okay, and now another one.
How often do you see that when they're swearing about
the position? I don't know. Why here? Why here do they need to swear? What was the importance?
He said that Rav Shimon.
Yeah, what was the importance here that you had to swear? I don't know. So Bishlam Bar Kapara again. Now Bishlam Bar Kapara again. Rabbi Kapara says that Rebbe says that Ein Yisrochal Isser is only one. Chi Asnie. So he can explain what Rebbe taught me, and I can explain what Rebbe taught you, Rabbi Chia. The Chi Asni Rebbe Lidei. When Rebbe taught me there's a Chayav one, it was a Libra to Rabbi Shimon, and Chi Asni Rabbi Chia, it was a Libra to Rabbi Yossi. It was one to me, two to you, because to me he was teaching about Rabbi Shimon, to you he was teaching about Rabbi Yossi. Fine. El Rabbi Chia, according to Rabbi Chia, who you say that Rebbe taught you that Rabbi Shimon agrees that Yisrochal Isser by Bas Achas. So now, if Rabbi Shimon holds two, then Rabbi Yossi clearly holds two. So if Rebbe taught you two, then what am I doing with one? Who am I holding like? I'm not holding like Rav Shimon, because Rav Shimon says, if Rav Shimon says it's, Rav Shimon says two, and Rav Shimon says two, Rav Yossi is certainly going to say two. So who said one? The same type of answer we had before, which I don't know what the issue is. El Rav Chia Bar Kapara Shakurim Kamishaker. So Gemara says, no. Rav Chia is going to say, I can explain to you the mistake that Bar Kapara made, that he's not a liar. He made this really convoluted mistake, and I'll explain to you what that convolution was. Okay? Ela Amalach Rabbi Chia ki asne Rabbi Lidi tarte liftor asne. What happened was, remember, there are three cases going on over here. So when Rebbe taught to Bar Kapara the cases that said that when Rebbe taught to Bar Kapara that you only chay of one, he was talking about the first two cases, the case of Zar Shashimish B'Shabbos and Balmum Shashimish B'Tuma, and he was talking about cases where it was Isser Kolo. He taught in those two cases not B'Vas Achas. He's talking about those two cases only in the Isser Kolo situation. So Isser Kolo, Rav Shimon holds, only Libid Rav Shimon, but Isser Kolo, Rav Shimon holds, only Chayav 1. I see it's Chayav 2 here, because I'm talking about Bas Achas. But when Rebbe taught it to Bar Kaparo, who says Yechayev 1, he only taught him the first two cases in the case of Isser Kolel, not a case of Isser B'Vas Achas. That's why Yechayev 1, Valibid Rav Shimon, who says that there's Ein Yisrochal Isser. V'chazi l'Bar Kapara l'Zar Sh'achar Malika. So then what happens? Bar Kapara then sees, Rebbe didn't teach this, but then Bar Kapara comes across the other case of Malika and the Zar, and says, wait a second. Va'aydi the dami le bahadayu. They're very arva bahadayu. They're very similar cases. They're two isurim sort of happen simultaneously. And so he takes the third case and throws it into the first two cases. But Rebbe didn't teach him the third case, right? Va'ayinva, and he looks into them and sees what's the comparison between the two. V'lo ashkach ela bevasachas. He says the only way the three cases are similar is if you have it bevasachas. Because Malika could only be a Vasachas, so I'll find the other two cases as Vasachas.
If Bar Kapara didn't understand, how am I going to understand? That's my point.
Right, but Ayin Bey, the low Ashok Ella, you've had the art scroll.
But Bar Kapara didn't believe it.
But I involve below askos el vas achas besover mi deha bevas achos hainami vas achas. So we said, oh, this is vas achas. Those two cases are also vas achas. Ubi dehanach liftor. And when those two cases above, Rebbe taught him that they're putter. But Rebbe thought that he's putter. I mean, only chayev one. But Rebbe taught him only chayev one there because those were Isser Kolo cases. But he conflates the two together and says, oh, that's chayev one. So too the case of Malika is only chayev one. But really he's mistaken. That's why he says one. But really he's mistaken. The reason why it was only chayev one when Rebbe taught him was because he was teaching about Isser Kolo. The case of Malika's Vas Achas, that he would be chayev twice because Rishimon holds that Vas Achas are chayev for Isser Kolo Isser. And when Rebbe taught me, he taught me all three cases of Vas Achas. Yeah.
And Rebbe was always saying it in the name of Shimon. He wasn't
apparently
his own name.
According to this, yeah, saying in the name of Shimon. Right, Besavri, the Habib Vas Achas, Hanami Vas Achas, with the Hanuk Liftor, Hanami Liftor. Okay, fine. So that's how it goes.
So the whole bottom of this Gemara here is trying to figure out that they didn't lie.
This part is hard. Point A is to figure out what the Machlokes in Bakar Parah Ruchi is, and one way to get to that conclusion is to make sure they weren't lying about their Shitas.
Wow.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we would suspect them of lying.
I should have texted you, Menachem. I should have texted you earlier.
Yeah, right.
So,
exactly right.
Just, okay, 10 minutes to finish. Okay, we'll do it. Meisvei. Okay, so now we're going to ask the question on the following. Bar Kapara just said that Rav Shimon says that even by Vas Achas, Ein Isser Chal Isser, you only chayav once. Meaning that Rav Shimon does not hold it's an exception to the rule of Ein Isser Chal Isser. So now we're going to ask a kasha to prove. And I just let you know, I don't know where the maskanas fall out of the Gemara. Because basically we had a machlok, three machlokos from Makapara and Rav Chiya. We rejected explanation one. We rejected explanation two, and we already rejected explanation three. This was part of the rejection we got rid of. But remember, there were two explanations about. So why did he swear? We didn't reject that. So all three explanations are rejected. So what's the machlokos between them? All right. So
there is no machlokos. Period.
There is. One says two. One says one.
There was a misunderstanding.
No, but okay.
There was a misunderstanding.
Okay. So Meisvei, now we're going to ask, according to Bar Kapara, who says that Rav Shimon does not hold of the exception of Vas Achas. Zar, so we have a Brisa, there's going to be a Brisa that's going to bring two out of the three cases that we discussed. Zar Shimish B'Shabbos, Ba'amun Shimish B'Tuma, Yesh Ka Mishum Zar, Yesh Ka Mishum Shabbos, Yesh Mishum Ba'amun Mishum B'Tuma. Divrei Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds Isser Chal Isser in these cases. What's the reason? Maybe it's because it's Isser Kolo. So he says Isser Vas Achas in those two cases. Rav Shimon Omer, Ein Kan Eli Mishum Zaros, U'Ba'amun Milvad. You only have the one Isser. Right, you only have the Zaros and the Ba'amun, probably because those are the more chumer violations. I don't know, or maybe that's the ones that came first. So, see, the machlok is by two of the cases. So now, V'ilu Malika Sharia, the case of Malika, the Zar, is not included in the Brisa. So Laman Sharia, why is it left out? What's the reason being left out? So, right, why does the Tana leave this out? Is it because that Rav Yossi agrees that in that case Shekhayev 1? Or is it because Rav Shimon agrees in that case Shekhayev 2? Because in this Brisa, Rav Yossi is saying Shekhayev twice, or Shimon's Shekhayev once. The third case, why is it left out? It's left out because somebody agrees. So, who agrees? Does Rav Yossi agree Yechayev 1? Or Shimon agree that Yechayev 2? By Vas Achas. So, Laman Shiria. Ilem Rav Yossi, and can't be Rav Yossi. Hashto Rav Yossi be Isser Kolo Mechayev Shtayim, Vizir Bach Achas Mibayi. If he holds that by Isser Kolo, we say Isser Chal Isser, he's certainly going to hold by Vas Achas. It seems to be that it's levels. And Vas Achas is, it's easier to apply Isser Chal Isser by Vas Achas. It's less, then the next easy one is by Isser Mosif, and the hardest one is by Isser Kolel. So if he holds by the hardest one, by Isser Kolel, he's definitely going to hold by Vas Achas. The Yechayev 2. So it can't be, so the Malika case, Rabbi Yossi has a Chayev 2. So Elav, the Rabbi Shimon, it must be that they left out the case of Malika Bazar, Malika, a Bazar eating a Malika bird, right? Because the Rabbi Shimon, meaning that he's going to the right who says Isser Kohu Depater Avabel Isser Vivas Achas Mechayev. Meaning that Rabbi Shimon is going to say in these two cases brought down, he says you only chayev once because that's Isser Kohu. But the Malika case is not brought down because that's a Vivas Achas case, and I, Rabbi Shimon, will agree in that case you chayev too. So Rabbi Shimon clearly agrees by the Vivas Achas you chayev too. So that's a Tiyufta Bar Kapara Tiyufta. That's a total rejection of Bar Kapara Shita. Bar Kapara who held that Rabbi Shimon says that Isser Vivas Achas ain't Isser Chal Isser, you only chayev once. That's just rejected by the Brisa. So now so Rebbe, there's no way then Rebbe said that he's only chayev once. Now he's lying again, right? Isn't he lying again now? Okay, I don't know. So now the Gemara is actually talking about the case. What was one of the cases? One of the cases was Zer Shashimish B'Shabbos. You had a Tzar who did the Avodah in the Beis Hamikdash on Shabbos. Right. So he says, B'mai. So what did he do? Which, remember the four parts of the Avodah. Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, and Zrika, and this Haktara, also burning. So what part, that's important. What did he do? Let's say he did Shechita. The Gemara says, he did Shechita, that's a Malacha. What? Anyone can do Shechita. Where's the Tzar involved? What do you chayev twice for? B'mai, Iber Shechita, Shechita Tzar Kishera. Okay, fine. So, I Kabbalah v'Halacha, Tiltu Ma'amahu. What's the big deal? So he caught some, it's Muksa? Muksa's the Rabbanan. What did he do? He walked out of Amos in Rosh Hashanah Yachid. What Malacha did he violate? Correct. Iber Kabbalah v'Halacha, Tiltu Ma'amahu. So Iber Haktara, doesn't mention Zrika, I guess. But Iber Haktara, that he burnt the Emurim. So he violated violated Havara. Versus, why is he violating Bishul? We show him ask. Why is he violating Bishul? It's maybe because since a Tzar can't eat it, it's Derek Kilkel. Maybe they say, okay. But Haiba Haktara, so he's burning. Right? So he's burning. That's Havara.
What Malacha is that? That's Malacha.
Havara, yeah. Kindling.
What
Avodah meant? It is part of it. It's part of the Avodah. That's what I said. That Haktara is also part of it. I mean, listen, Haktara Rashi says.
It's Tzar. So it's part of
the
but why is that not considered
an Avodah? It is. It's one of the. It's part of the process of the Karva. Right, it's not part of the dollar of votes, you're right. But so Bahai Bahaktara, he's Maktir. And the problem is that he's Maktir, he's talking about it says Losavar Rage Bakomos Sekam Yom Shabbos. The problem I have is that the fire is already lit. So what's he kindling? He's kindling the meat?
Cooking.
He's cooking. That's Bishul.
Bishul,
right. It doesn't mention Bishul. So Gemara says, no, the Amrab Yossi Havar Lavyotsasa. Remember it says Losavaru Ace Bakomos Sekam Yom Shabbos. It's Machlok, so what does that mean? Does that mean that Havara that comes to include all the Malachas together? We're saying the Havara is Lechalek, and therefore the Havara is only a Lav, not a violation. So that's Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi says it's not a Malacha, it's not a full fledged Malacha. And we're talking about Rav Yossi. So what did he violate? So the Gemara comes up with another kimta for you, Yossi. It says, Amr v'achem v'ayachem v'shchita sparsha kohen gadol. Talking about shchita, but it's talking about the shchita of the power of the kohen gadol on Yom Kippur. But that he's not allowed to do. So the Gemara says, wait a second, if you're talking about the power of the kohen gadol on Yom Kippur, why does it say a czar? Even a regular kohen can't do it. Ha'omer shchita sparsha kohen gadol bizar psula. The Gemara says, ihachi my ir czar, afilu kohen hedro nami. Even a kohen hedro can't do that. So the Gemara says, enoch nami, shazar itzel ka'amo. Whoever's a czar towards this avoda, which means that enoch nami can be a relative czar, right.
So it's Shabbos and Yom Kippur, or just Yom Kippur?
Just Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur has the same violations of Shabbos. So it's a Zar, it's a non Kohen Gadol who shechs the par Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. That's the case. That's Yom Kippur. Okay, so Maski for Rav Ashi, Rashi says, why have to go on to this? You know what? It's Midi Chatos Katani, Olavi Katani, Eli Surbe Alma Kakashiv. The Rashi doesn't say that you violate two Isurim that get you Chatos, or two Isurim that get you a Kar. It says you violate two Lavim. So what's a lav? So it's Havara. It doesn't go on to the crazy kipto. He burnt it. It's Havara on Shabbos. Eli Shurubi Almik Chashiv. Right? So you can say that the Tzar with the Shimush, the Kavan is to do Havara. Granted, we according to Rav Yossi, you don't get Malkus or Chattas for it, but he still violated an Isser. So I'm going to say, okay, if you only violated Isser, so we say Enus Achal Isser, what's the Nafkamina? So Lamai Nafkamina, Lekover Bin Rishon Gmurna. We said yesterday, if he violates one, he can be buried in cemetery A. If he violates two, he's a Rosh Hagomer, he has to be buried in the sacred cemetery. No, you're not Chayim Misa. When you die, which cemetery are you allowed to be buried in? Can you be buried in the Tzaddik cemetery or the Rosh cemetery?
There's
no Malkus, because it's Havar Lav Yatza, according to Rav Yossi. So what have you violated? So what's the ramifications? You're violating it. You don't get Chatos, you don't get Malkus, but you get demerits, and those demerits will count against you. So when it comes time for burial, you have to be buried
in the 20 years ago.
In Hanami, I don't know.
When it comes to Misa, I could see that. You get Misa A.
I don't know how the Beis Din knows.
How do they know 20 years ago you did a lav? I mean, and then you buried me.
Beis Din has your choice. It's IRS.
Wrote it down.
Beis Din was like the IRS. I don't know.
Okay. Okay.
It's the second time we had it. Didn't bother you yesterday when we said that answer?
No, because that was by Amisa Beis Din.
Right.
If Beis Din kills you A way...
No, yesterday it was also by Lavin.
No,
we'll let's just finish the Mishnah. Otherwise, let's finish. So Shnayim Shekitcha Shnei Nashim. So you have two people, not brothers, two people who married two women. I guess they're not sisters, right? A and B, man A and man B marry woman A, woman B. Ubishas Knisas Nechupa Hichlifu. They had a love scenario, and the woman got switched when they went to do Knisa. So Eshel Zeh Lezeh, Eshel Zeh Lezeh. A had B with B, and B had B with A. Hare Elu, each one of them are Chayavim, they're each Chayav Achatas because of Eishes Ish. They violated Eishes Ish, because even though it was only Erisin, but it's Eishes Ish, they violated an Amurasa, right? Vim Hayu Achim, if the two of them were brothers, then what happens? Mishum Eishes Ach, you also violate the Isra of Eishes Ach. Vim Hayu Achayos, if both of them were sisters, then Mishum Isha Alachosa, then you violate also Eishes, you violate Achos Isha. Vim Hayu Nidos, and also each of them were Nidos at the time, you violate also Mishum Nida. So all these scenarios you violate too. These are cases where it's Isra is Chal Isra.
It's
Isra Chal violate Isra. No, but that's a separate Maisa. That's a separate Maisa. That was a separate Maisa. So the Gemara says in all these cases, I guess you found out afterwards that had be with the wrong person. Mafrishin osa shlosha chadashim. The real wife can't be married, can't go to the real husband for 3 months because shem muberasein, because maybe she became pregnant, right? And therefore, we want to make sure that we know that who's the mamzer, who's not. We have to decide who's and find out who the mamzer is. After 3 months, if we see that she's not pregnant, she can go back because the baby's going to be clearly the next baby is going to be from the real husband, right? Im hayu ketanos she'enan ruuyas leilad, and if they're ketanos who can't get pregnant. You have to go back to that other story that we saw the other time. What determines whether or not you can get pregnant? Okay. Right. Im hayu ketanos she'enan ruuyas leilad machshiru solomiyah. Then they can go back to their husbands right away because we don't have to worry about the pregnancy. Right. Im hayu kohanos. But if these women were. Yeah, if they were bas kohanim, nifsalu min truma, they can't eat truma because a kohenes who is nivelus, is someone who's puzzled to her, which in this case would be somebody else's husband, right? She becomes a zona and she can't eat truma. So the Gemara now asks, wait a second.
So the
Gemara's problem with the lashon. The Gemara says hichlifu, they switched. It sounds like they'd be amazing, right? Hechlifu, midi b'rishoya scheme, we're dealing with Rishoyim, that they're going to switch. So v'su, and also, how can it be that if it's b'mezid, then there's no karmanos? And we had a b'raisa, Rav Chiyah, v'su, hadisani Rav Chiyah, on the Mishnah, arei kan, sheshes rechatos. You can have 16 chatos being brought. Why? Because there are four people, they violate four yisurim. So you're going to have 16 chatos. If it's b'mezid, right, if it's b'mezid, make a karban. There's no karban at all. You just get, you're dead. There's no, of course, we have the asra. So it's obvious. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda, this is the problem with the lashon. So Amar Rav Yehuda, tenei huchlifu. Just say, don't say that hechlifu, that they switch, it's huchlifu. They became switched. It becomes a more passive. It was a mistake. It was huchlifu. They never checked out the lavam, whatever the scenario was. This you don't ask what the mechtias is. I don't stand the mechtias over there. Okay. Okay. So Hakinam Mistar, but it also makes sense to say that we're talking about Peshogig. The Ketani Seifa, the Seifa says, Im Hayu Ketanos, Shein Rus Leila, Maxino Sumiyad. The Ibn Mazin, Misharia. It says if it's Ketanos, they can go back right away. If it's Bemazin, how do they go back? You can't go back. Bemazin. Comes back Bemazin. If you have Znus, you can't go back if you've done it Bemazin. So the Mar says, no, Lo Hakasha, that's not a problem. That's not a proof. Because Pitoi Ketana, Onis Ninhu, Va'od Bisrael, Mishrashari. No, because what would happen here, we say that it's a Ketana, and if he did it to her, it's like seduction. It's Pitoi. The Pitoi of a Ketana is the same thing as Onis, as rape, and therefore it's always by definition going to be against her will. Because if it's Yisrael, she can go back. Right, Ella, so the Gemara says another riot to prove that it's Bishogeg, which we said before. It says, Ella, Katani Marfishal, Sosos Kadashim, Shem Muberesain, Halav Muberesharian. We said we wait 3 months. And then she can go back to her husband. Well, wait a second. How's she going back to her husband if it's Mazid? If she was Mazan, it must be it was Bishogig. Right? Ella, me declaring my free social condition, Shemu Beresain, Halav Mubaros Sharinon, so the Ibn Mazin, Mishari, even after 3 months, how can she go back? Ella, Shramina, Huchlufu Shmamina, must be Shlufu, it was Bishogig, Shmamina. Okay, pick up tomorrow.